This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story, it has been a loud, windy, and wet morning across North Texas.
Heavy rain, lightning strikes.
And with more daylight just ahead, we're going to be seeing where some of this damage is. Let's get the latest now from Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff. Danny, any warnings or watches still in effect?
To our east, that's where the inclement weather is now. This line of storms continues to race that direction. Yeah, there's warnings all off to the east of us through Paris in between Mount Pleasant, right over Sulphur Springs, out towards the Terrell and Canton area, and down towards Corsicana. They're moving off to the east. The worst of it right now is between Gun Barrel City and Canton right now. So a lot of those back roads, county roads, farm roads are getting impacted. Even some small hail east of Gun Barrel City. Still have a severe thunderstorm warning that's in effect here until 7:45 for parts of Coffin and also Anderson County and Henderson County off to the east of us. Still some light rain here across Dallas and Fort Worth, but it's ending in Gainesville. It's ending in Denton, also in downtown Fort Worth and Cleburne. But guys, we have wind advisory in effect today with wind gusts of 50 miles per hour.
Thank you so much, Dan. And KRLD's Alan Skaya is following damage reports across North Texas, and he is live now with us for a look at an RV park. Alan, where is this RV park?
Yeah, this is on White Settlement Road. It's in West Fort Worth, outside Loop 820. I talked to a guy who lives here. He says four RVs were damaged here. I'm looking at one that got turned over. Another one just kind of got mangled. It's still standing upright, but you can look right inside of it. The roof got torn off, and one of the walls that got blown away. So you can just like look right inside of the RV. A couple of the others had more minor damage. But the guy who lives here, who I talked to, he said he considers himself lucky that he heard the wind start picking up this morning. He heard debris start hitting the roof of his RV, but he came through it okay, and he said no one here was hurt. But he said he's glad that he made it through okay and that the people made it through okay. And he's also glad that the Parker County Volunteer Fire Department, they were able to get out here quickly and help everybody out. But, yeah, everybody, now that the sun is starting to come up and it's starting to dry out here, I'm seeing more and more people coming out of their RVs, taking a look around, taking their dog for their morning walk, just taking a look at the damage here. Live in West Fort Worth, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
With all of this rain and the strong winds, it's causing a lot of problems out there. We have KRLD's Georgia Alfredas out and about driving in this. She's got the right kind of car for that. But Georgia, I understand now that you're seeing a road shut down because of a downed power line.
Yeah, I am. I'm near Midway and Park Road, where police have Midway Road headed south here closed off because of a down power line. So if you thought you were going to that Starbucks there like me, think again. The power is out. So are the traffic lights there. However, from where I am, I can see across the street that lights are on at Prestonwood Church and School, but there's a lot of debris and some light poles that have blown over. I do know that school has a delayed start today, so you're going to definitely want to check your child's school website to see if they have a delayed start or if they're going to have school at all. The rain here, as you can hear, has tampered down a bit, but now we're just dealing with all this debris. So you're going to want to watch out for anything that might have blown in the road. It could be, you know, a tree limb or something as big as a piece of construction. It's pretty crazy out here on the roads. In Plano, Georgia Alfred is at News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thanks so much, Georgia. And we're also watching school issues this morning, where Kauffman ISD will be open today, but it's going to be on a two-hour delay. Northwest ISD on a two-hour delay. Argyle ISD, Hilltop Elementary in the 6th grade center without power, but they are planning to start on time. And Garland ISD, the buses are going to be late by almost 2 hours.
Dan, I just glanced up to Oklahoma real quick, and they have 3 active tornado warnings. This same storm system is going to be moving across the United States and causing a lot of problems for a lot of people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, eastern Oklahoma, southeast of Tulsa, down through Muskogee, and just to the east of 75. So if you're traveling up into Oklahoma right now from, let's say, the Sherman area, it should be okay as far as heading up towards Tulsa. But yeah, it's going to be wreak havoc. Louisiana, southern Arkansas, Mississippi, and Alabama, tornado, high wind threat, and hail threat as well.
All those people that are going to be headed to New Orleans today for Fat Tuesday for Mardi Gras, they're going to be dealing with severe storms as they roll through. It's not something that New Orleans needed today.
The morning commute is a real headache this morning, all due to the weather, of course. KRLD's Austin York has been checking out the roads in Dallas.
Yeah, I'm driving on North Central Expressway right now, and unfortunately, the rain has started to pick up again. And the one thing that I've noticed, definitely people are taking it easy out there on the roads, but it is still a very much a lightning event. We get lightning flashes across the sky, oh, I would say once every 5 minutes or so. So you're definitely seeing some storm activity still going on out there. And with the rain coming down a little bit heavier now, you are starting to see that pooling of water. But if you're on the surface streets, be ready for a lot of power outages, because we see a lot of flashing stoplights and some lights just flat out. So definitely beware for that. Along North Central Expressway, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
We've had so much weather this morning, and we'll continue to talk about it. But man, the Mavs get crushed at home 122-98 by the Sacramento Kings last night. More importantly, more sadly, they lose their current best player to an injury.
During the first quarter of the Mavs matchup with the visiting Sacramento Kings, Kyrie Irving went down with a scary knee injury, the moment detailed on the Mavs TV broadcast.
First, you're going to see banging knees, knee to knee on the right leg, and then the left leg will plant. And the way it planted is the concern.
Yeah. Looked like it kind of buckled there, and when he went to the ground, that's the knee he grabbed immediately.
Irving was quickly ruled out after staying in to drain 2 free throws and diagnosed with a knee sprain. Jason Kidd speaking on the Dallas injury woes this season, saying,
"We're running out of bodies here, but guys keep fighting."
From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Wishing him all the best. So later today, we're going to get an update on the deadly measles outbreak in Texas. Nearly 1 in 3 patients are under the age of 4. Doctors say those who survive may be facing a lifetime of health problems.
The inflammation that the measles virus causes throughout the body can infect the brain.
Dr. Sapna Singh is the chief medical officer at Texas Children's Hospital. Her worst fear is a rare brain disorder that develops years after a measles infection. She agrees with President Trump's health secretary, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who writes in a new op-ed that vaccines can protect kids and contribute to herd immunity.
Well, Texas Republicans are making moves they say will protect teachers.
A bill filed by State Senator Brian Hughes would give protection to school workers who are facing complaints from transgender students upset over being misidentified in the classroom. He says teachers should not be pressured to support something that conflicts with their deeply held religious beliefs.
The teacher may feel this only will intensify the dysphoria that the student is experiencing.
The bill faces opposition from several civil rights groups, which testified at a hearing this week. They fear it will lead to bullying in the classroom. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In her first solo appearance since returning to the White House, First Lady Melania Trump joined Texas Senator Ted Cruz to urge Congress to pass the Take It Down bill. It aims to criminalize the publishing of non-consensual sexual images and AI videos.
The widespread presence of abusive behavior in the digital domain affects the daily lives of our children.
Meanwhile, Senator Cruz says the bill makes it a felony to post these non-consensual sexual photos or videos and requires big tech to have a notice and take down process.
Disturbingly, many of these victims are teenagers at American high schools who are facing a surge in AI-generated sexual images.
15-year-old Alito High School student Elliston Berry was also at the roundtable because she was a victim of deepfakes. The teen and her family will be guests of the First Lady during the president's address to Congress tonight.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.